speaking. This is the realization. That's why we say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Now, as we are all aware, brothers and sisters, of the current event that is going all over the world, it's affecting the Muslim world, and it's affecting us Muslims here, and in every country, whether we are a majority in that country or a minority, it does not matter. And what I will attempt to do today with you very quickly, so that you have an answer in your head, so that you know what is the answer of the Quran, what is the answer of Hadith, what is the answer of the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ. When the Prophet ﷺ gets insulted, when he gets accused, when there is a blasphemy that is done against his person ﷺ, or against the person of any of our dear beloved prophets and messengers, what does the Quran teach us? What does the Hadith teach us? What does the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ teach us? And when we discuss such a thing, I know it's very difficult for many of us to separate between emotions and between facts, between other issues that surround this issue and between this issue particularly. Yes, when a country, for example, gets devastated or gets occupied, that country gets out and have rallies and riots, but that is in answer to occupation or in answer to oppression. But when none of that happened, and a prophet of a religion gets insulted, the reaction of the followers of that prophet becomes the reaction of that faith, becomes the proof, becomes the model, becomes what represents that faith. So that is very hard and very difficult for us, and to have all of these emotions, to separate between this particular issue and between all the other issues that have been going on for the last 20, 30 years. But then we have to separate between these things. That's why, brothers and sisters, the first thing that I would ask you to contemplate on, that in Al-Quran al-Kareem, interestingly, all the criticism that was directed towards the person of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the lowest blow that they gave to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the most sophisticated attack, all of them has been mentioned in the Quran. The question is why? According to my wisdom, I'm a human, I think that these things happened in the past, they should not be mentioned in the Quran. Why the attack of the mushrikeen is still preserved today in the Quran and is recited in every salah and in every Ramadan and in every Quran? Why? Shouldn't that be closed chapter? Shouldn't that be not mentioned, since it's all false? But there is a lesson to learn from that. The divine wisdom, not the human, imperfect, who will live and die, who's contained by time and place, that does not count. The divine, the endless divine, the infinite divine wisdom says otherwise. Why? Because Allah knows all the time and place. Number one, Allah knows that these attacks will continue to occur again and again and again as long as there is the time passing. So it's very important to mention these attacks and to mention the answer to them. Number two, that these attacks, not only the Prophet himself sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the followers of the Prophet will be also accused of the same attacks, that they are liars, that they make stuff up, that they're not honest, that they make these things, as I will mention. So it's very important, number three, to tell us how to react and what to answer and what to say. That's how strong is the Quran. The Quran is not afraid, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His glory is not afraid to mention what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was attacked with and then to answer it. If it was any other, this book, if it was for a human, written by a human, these attacks will not be mentioned. If this Quran for a second was written or fabricated by the human, then why would that human mention in this book what his enemies have said about him? Why would he say that? This is actually a proof that this Quran was not written by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all the other corrections in the Quran to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if this Quran was fabricated by the Prophet and he was seeking glory and he was seeking to be known and seeking to be leader, and he was seeking fame, he would not mention these things. He would not mention the correction of Allah to him. عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْ كَلِمَ أَذِنْتَ لَهُمْ. For example, Why would these mention? This is tells you that this Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is above and everyone under, including Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه والمؤمنون. The belief, the Rasul himself has to follow. Himself he has to believe. Himself he has to obey first, and then the believers will follow him. He's not above. He follows. He actually embodies the message. He's not above the message. He doesn't say one thing and does another because no, I'm too good for this. No, he is the first one to follow it. So the first lesson that we want to know, that where all of these accusations of the Prophet are mentioned, the first book that they are mentioned in is Al-Quran. So Allah preserves in the Quran. And this is happening right from the get-go. Number one, in Surah Al-Alaq. أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يَنْهَى عَبْدًا إِذَا صَلَّى. The intimidation starts from the very beginning of the da'wah. Abu Jahl is forbidding the Prophet from praying in the vicinity of the Kaaba to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in front of everyone. The very second surah, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِّرُ قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ وَثِيَبْ. And then it continues and it mentions what Al-Walid ibn Mughira said about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا سِحْرٌ يُؤْثَرْ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا قَوْلُ الْبَشَرْ. This is still fresh, surah number 2 in the Quran. And Allah mentions in that surah what Al-Walid ibn Mughira said about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is magic, and this man is magician, and this is nothing but a word of man, not a word of God. The third surah in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, فَلَا تُطِعْ كُلَّ حَلَّافٍ مَهِينٍ هَمَّازٍ مَشَّاءٍ بِنَمِيمٍ مَنَّاعٍ لِلْخَيْرِ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ عُتُلٍ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ زَنِيمٍ. Allah describes again, some say this is for Abu Jahl, some say again in Walid Mughira, who stood up against the Prophet and who was walking in between people, spreading according to the media available at that time, which is shi'r, and which is talking and spreading the news. Hammazin masha'in binamin, he would walk between the people, spreading lies about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah called him for it. And Allah called him for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning of that surah mentions another accusation against the Prophet that he is crazy. Does a crazy man act like that? Noon وَالْقَلَمِ وَمَا يَسْطُرُ مَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِمَجْنُونَ. So Allah mentions that he called him majnoon. Allah says, you are not majnoon. No, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You truly have a great manners. Surah number 4 in the Quran. After that, after Al-Muddathir, I'm sorry, Al-Muzzammil, Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَاصْبِرْ وَاصْبِرْ وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ. Be patient with what they are saying, وَهْجُرْهُمْ هَجْرًا جَمِيلًا, because they were already attacking him, because they realized they could not attack the message. So the easier way is to attack the messenger so that people would not listen to the message, because they have nothing to do with the message. They cannot attack the message, so they attack the messenger. Again and again. In the Quran al-Kareem, سَيَعْلَمُونَ غَدًا مَنِ الْكَذَّابُ الْأَشِرُ. They call the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم كذاب الأشر. كذاب is the one who what? Who lies, but Ashir is the one who makes up stuff. Yani, I could lie to you about someone else, but when I start making up stuff, that's Ashir in Arabic language. Like a professional liar, سَيَعْلَمُونَ غَدًا. They will know who's الْكَذَّابُ الْأَشِرُ. And Allah mentions that in the Quran. They call him Sha'ir, poem. And Allah defended and mentioned that in the Quran. شَاعِرٌ نَتَرَبَّصُ بِهِ رَيْبَ الْمَنُونَ. This is only a poet that we're just waiting for him to run out of poem. Isn't it that interesting? That's why, brothers and sisters, what was the reaction of the Prophet? In these four surahs, Allah gave the Prophet instructions. Instructions, number one. كَلَّا لَا تُطِعْهُ وَاسْجُدْ وَاقْتَرِبْ in Surah Al-Qalam. Do not obey him and make sujood and get closer. Do not obey him. No. Don't accept the intimidation, but you don't need to answer it back. You need to pray to your Lord and your Lord will take care of it. In Surah Al-Muddathir, قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ وَالرُّجْزَ فَهْجُرْ وَلَا تَمْنُنْ تَسْتَكْثِرْ وَلِرَبِّكَ فَاصْبِرْ. Until your Lord be patient. Allah commanded him to be patient. Why? Because all of these lies will evaporate as much when the Prophet is living. The more time passes, the more they will show as they are the liars. Number 3 in Surah Noon wal-Qalami wa ma yasturun, Allah says, I'm sorry, number 3 in Surah Al-Muzzammil, فاصبر على ما يقولون. Be patient with what they're saying. وَهْجُرْهُمْ هَجْرًا جَمِيلًا. The instruction says, and depart from them in a good way. Why? Because Allah did not say, leave them, then the Prophet would leave Mecca. But he said, detach yourself from them in a good way, because you still have to communicate with them. What happened when Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, his people did not listen to him and they made fun of him? He said, I'm going to go to another village and I will make da'wah there. On the whale swallowed him. And then Allah asked him to go back to his own people, even if they were criticizing him. So Allah says in Surah Al-Halaq, wasbir wahjurhum hajran jameela. Surah number 4 in Surah Al-Qalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ وَلَا تَكُنْ كَصَاحِبِ الْحُوتِ. And be patient with the command of your Lord, because this is difficult. They are calling you names right and left. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why? The hadith tells us that it affected him. He's a human being. He says, they used to call me As-Sadiq al-Amin, and now they call me Kadhab and Sahir, and the most hated two people to me in the world, the most hated two characters is lying and magic. Now they're calling me that. You have to appreciate that, brothers and sisters, because when you turn 40 and then people start calling you a liar, it hurts more than when you are 20 years old. When you are 40, you've settled, you're a man. For people to call you a liar is very hurtful. That's why, brothers and sisters, we see what's the trend of the Quran al-Kareem in that manner. We find that what is the answer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again to Mecca, because this was the verbal, this was the good days, the beginning of the da'wah, then it got worse. How did it get worse? They did not draw a cartoon of the Prophet ﷺ and they made him look funny in the cartoon. No, no, no. They did not attack his image. They attacked him. Not his image. Him. What did they do? He's making sujood sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They take the intestines of a camel and they put it on the top of his head. And it was so heavy that he was not able to lift his head sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And none of the Muslims was able to come to his help and rescue except as Sayyidina Fatima bint Muhammad radiallahu ta'ala anha wa ardaha. More in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the death of Abu Talib, people started dropping sand on his head while he was making sujood. He would go home and as Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha would cry and calm the sand out of his hair. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, wallahi, they did not dare to do that to me when Abu Talib was alive. But don't worry, Fatima, inna Allah nasiru abaki, Allah will give victory to your father, be patient. All of the things, the disgrace that you can think of, happened to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what is happening? Here we're talking about physical attack to the person of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what is his reaction? His reaction is three things. If I answer these people, then number one, I'll make them happy, because they wanna make me get mad. If I show them that I got mad, then they fulfill their goal. If I answer, I'll make them happy. I will not make them happy. If I answer them, I will bring down my level to their level. I will not bring myself to their level. If I answer them, then it will be a back and forth conversation away from the da'wah of La ilaha illallah. It's not about me, it's about Allah. So he was focused on the goal, not to be dragged by his enemies in conversation that he did not want. He did not let them win. And as the Imam al-Shafi'i said, يُخَاطِبُنِي السَّفِيهُ بِكُلِّ قُبْحٍ فَأَكْرَهُ أَنْ أَكُونَ لَهُ مُجِيبًا يَزِيدُ سَفَاهَةً فَأَزِيدُ حِلْمًا كَعُودٍ زَادَهُ الْإِحْرَاقُ طِيبًا. إِذَا خَاطَبَكَ السَّفِيهُ فَلَا تُجِبْهُ فَخَيْرٌ مِنْ إِجَابَتِهِ السُّكُوتُ فَإِنْ كَلَّمْتَهُ فَرَّجْتَ عَنْهُ وَإِنْ خَلَّيْتَهُ كَمَدًا يَمُوتُ. Which is, he said, the safin, the crazy person talks to me, I will not answer him. This is the shi'r of Imam al-Shafi'i embodying the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, when an ignorant person talks to me, I will not answer him back. Because the more he talks, the more I will walk away and not answer him. Just like the more the fire burns the oud, the more the oud releases a good smell. And he said, if someone talks to you ignorantly, do not answer him, because if you answer him, you will make him happy. But if you leave him, he will die with his own anger. His anger will eat him up inside out. The Prophet, brothers and sisters, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, some say, no, 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 Sheikh, you're talking about the years of Mecca. The years of Makkah, the Prophet did not have an army, but when he had an army, he would have went and killed them. Wrong! The Prophet ﷺ, when he made immigration to Ta'if, and in Ta'if, they did not draw a cartoon and desecrated his face ﷺ, they stoned him! And Zayd ibn Haritha was standing up trying to protect the Prophet ﷺ from all of that stoning, but it got to the Prophet and he started pleading. He went to the side and he made a beautiful dua. Allahumma inni ashku ilayka dha'fa quwwati wa qillata hilati wa hawani 'ala an-nas. Ya Allah, I complain to you, I let out my heart to you. I let out my heart to you, the weakness of my power, that my plans are not working, and I am so insignificant and so disrespected by people. Wa hawani 'ala an-nas. People, I have no, like, they don't respect, no, but they first kick me and then they stone me. Allah sends the angel of mountains. With the Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he makes a salam to the Prophet. Sayyidina Jibreel says, with me is the angel of mountains. He is asking you, if you want, Allah has given him the order to obey you. If you want, he shall destroy Ta'if. Ha! So now there is power. And he has the power to answer. Not only to answer, to wipe out a whole city. Like as if you've nuked it out of existence. And the Prophet ﷺ backs off and says, Laya, No. Allah did not send me as a cursor and they send me as sin to the people. Allah has sent me as mercy to the people. No. Leave them. Maybe it's not them, but maybe it's their children that will say La ilaha illallah. I just in the ISNA convention I've said this hadith, and a sister comes. Her last name is Al-Thaqafi. Sister Sara Al-Thaqafi. Do you know who's Al-Thaqafi? Al-Thaqafi is from Bani Thaqif. Do you know where's Bani Thaqif? They are from Ta'if. She is born and raised from the days of the Prophet ﷺ till today. She's from Bani Thaqif because Hawazin and Thaqif were the occupants and the inhabitants of Ta'if. She came to me crying. She said, I am the fulfillment of the dua of the Prophet ﷺ. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah and that Muhammad is his messenger. Interestingly, these very same people of Ta'if ganged up with their enemies, the people of Mecca, and came in the battle of Al-Ahzab. After the Prophet forgave them, they come in the battle of Ahzab and they surround Bani Taqif, they surround Medina to destroy, you know, the battle of the ditch. So, after forgiveness, he got them to lash out. More than that, Hawazin and Taqif, after the Prophet ﷺ conquered Mecca, there was one more battle, the battle of Hunayn. Do you know it happened between whom and whom? Between Muslims and the people of Ta'if. They came back and lashed after him twice after he forgave them. But it did not matter because they can act based on their own character and the Prophet will act based on his own character. Why in the world when the Prophet ﷺ is walking out of Mecca, making immigration from Mecca to Medina, he walks out of his house, he leaves Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib in his bed. He walks out, 25 men came to kill him. Before Fajr, he walks out, he can see them, they cannot see him. So he carries the sand and he puts it on their head one by one. It's a sign in Arabic language of disgrace. Like I walked in front of you, you couldn't see me, I saw you. Why in the world when 25 men come with swords, all of them dipped in poison, to come and kill him once and for all, he could see them, they could not see him. Why didn't he kill all of them one by one and then travel? He could have done that. But he does not answer that by that. The Prophet ﷺ comes back in Fatih Makkah and stand up in front of Quraysh. The very same people who called him all of these names in the Quran, the very same people who called him all the names, he stands up and he does not put a condition. He doesn't say, are you going to become Muslim now? Are you going to become Muslim now? If you become Muslim, I forgive you. But if you don't become Muslim, I'll show you who's boss. He did not even make it in exchange of Islam. He said, اِذْهَبُوا فَأَنْتُمُ الطُّلَقَاءُ. Go, you are free. Without putting a condition for them to apologize to him for what they have done, for them to accept Islam, or for them to say anything. Why? Because he's above them. And with that, half of Mecca that night embraced Islam. Allahu Akbar, brothers and sisters. Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillah kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asira. And at the end, if you know, subhanAllah, when Quraysh, when the Prophet moved to Medina, they started dedicating their poets to attack. That was the media attack, the image of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. he started to attack the image of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They started to attack him, his image, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in Medina. Do you know what the Prophet did? You know what the Prophet did? He answered the media with media. He got Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala to stand up and say poem in exchange of poem. When someone makes a movie, make a movie. We have the richest Muslim countries, the richest, the oil countries, and none of them has a budget to defend the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. None of them has money because they're spending it in alcohol and in zina. That's what our leaders are doing with our money. Because that's what we need to do. Someone makes a movie, you make a movie. Someone writes poem, you write poem. And you rise above the fray. That's what we do as Muslims, brothers and sisters. But again, we're consumed by anger by other issues. Not particularly this issue, by other issues we're consumed by anger. And I understand that. But we're talking about a particular issue. And shame on us Muslims in America if we don't answer that. And if we don't make our own movie, our own answer to this, because I don't know where we're spending our money. The name of our Lord is getting attacked. The name of our Prophet ﷺ is getting attacked. The name of this is getting attacked, and we're sitting down. Moreover, talking about the wife of the Prophet ﷺ. Do you think people attack the wife of the Prophet ﷺ and that he married a young girl and then only after his death when he was alive in Medina? The munafiqeen, they spoke about the honor of Sayyid Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha in Hadithatul Ifk. Munafiqeen, and some of the Muslims, some of the Sahaba participated in the talk, and Allah taught them, listen, what did the Prophet say? Did he stand up and kill the Munafiqeen? That was the suggestion of one of the Sahaba. The Prophet ﷺ said, I can't kill. I can't kill because people talked about my wife and about my honor. And this is his wife, people. This is his honor. And you know when someone comes and starts spreading news in the community, your wife just went out with someone and she committed sin. You can't even eat, you can't sleep, you can't live. And the Prophet ﷺ said, no. حتى لا يحدث الناس أن محمدا يقتل أصحابه. So that people will not say that Muhammad killed his friends. Because the image of Islam is very important. And right now, the image of Islam is not going the right way. I understand the anger of the people, but they are angry about other issues, not about this. And this is one of the reporters says, I met people and they were not even practicing Muslims. They went out, and when I asked them for real, they were mad at their economical situation. They were mad about other issues, and they just went out to let out their anger. And I'm not saying don't answer. Why can't we, the entire Muslim world, 1.5 billion people, get out with white clothes with the name of Muhammad on it, and white hats and white hijabs, and write the ayat of the Quran that says, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And the servants of the most merciful are those that when the ignorant talk to them, I scared the baby. When the ignorant talk to them, they what's their answer? When the ignorant talk to them, they say salama. Why can't we walk out with the rally says, our civilization does not allow us to attack your faith and disgrace your prophet because he's our prophet too. Your civilization allows you to do this. Something like that with realism. I'm not saying don't sit down and pretend nothing happened. Any believer, when the Prophet ﷺ is attacked, his heart should be boiling. Go out, but why is the violence? Why is the rocks? Why someone get killed for something that he didn't do? You know, brothers and sisters, we have a lot of work to do. I just came from a tour from a Muslim world, you know? And in one of these countries that is supposed to be the best country in the Muslim world for what it hosts of the holy site. My 11 years old, by Allah, I did not say anything. Just by walking the streets, going up the elevator, going down the elevator, going down from the hotel to the holy place and back, he looked at me and I said, Baba, why are people here rude? Why people here are rude? Why they are not polite? Why can't they talk with adab? We've traveled around the Muslim world, and we travel around the non-Muslim worlds, and in that place, it's the most impolite treatment you can get ever in your life. Even an 11 years old would notice that. We have a long way to go, brothers and sisters. I'm sorry to say this, we have a long way to go. And my heart is bleeding every time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is attacked. And I think we should answer. We should answer with every means possible, but in civilization, That is what the Quran says. That is what the Hadith says. That's what the Seerah says of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla guide us. Ameen. Rabbana min kulli khair. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده اللهم سبق الأسباب سببنا أسباب الخير يا رب العالمين إن شاء الله I've listened to some brothers who all of you work in companies. I want to create some predictability because I don't want to harm you at your work. So إن شاء الله we will always start the khutbah between 1:15 and 1:20. إن شاء الله our goal is to finish the first khutbah by 1:45. To finish the second khutbah by 1:50 and to finish the salah by 1:55. We will go with that, we will see how you react to that, and if you still want it shorter, I will make it shorter so that we can even finish earlier. Because inshallah, I don't want this salah to be harm on you or this, and anyway, the khutbah of the Prophet ﷺ was very short. Inshallah, I will make it as short as possible, yet deliver something that you can benefit from and go home and talk with your family about Allahumma fi al-Muslimin al-Muslimin al-Mu'minin al-Mu'minat al-Ahya'i minhum wal-Amwat innaka qareebun sami'un mujibu da'awat Allahumma a'izz bina al-Islam wansur bina al-Muslimin wa'ali bina kalimatay al-Haqq wal-Din waj'alna min ibadika al-Salihin Allahumma wahdina wahdi al-Muslimin ajma'in ila al-khuluq wa ila al-suluk al-qawim Allahumma adibna bi-adab al-Islam Allahumma adibna bi-adab al-Qur'an Allahumma adibna bi-adab al-Rasul اللهم اجعلنا من اتباعه واتباع سنته ومن احبابه وممن يدافع عنه يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا خير مثال يحتذى به من مثال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم رب العالمين اعزنا وارحمنا واحفظنا وعافنا وانكر لنا ولا تنكر بنا يا رب العالمين واجمع شملنا واحد صفنا واعلي رايتنا يا اكرم الاكرمين واطرح في بلاد المسلمين الامن والامان والطمانينه والسلام والمحبه والوئام والف بين قلوبنا اجمعين يا رب العالمين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين واقم الصلاه ان الصلاه تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله اكبر والله يعلم ما في السماوات الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الصلاة Allah